Our reading for today is from the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verses 19 to 39. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment, and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has spurned the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," and again the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured all hard struggle with suffering, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay, but my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Reverend Greg Farrow from Concordia University, Portland, Oregon.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen. The New Testament reveals Jesus as the fulfillment of Yahweh's Old Testament promise to send a Savior to redeem his people. The New Testament book of Hebrews is a sermon that was addressed primarily to Jewish Christians who were familiar with the Old Testament and who were being tempted to do one of two things. One, to give up their saving faith in Jesus and return to their former ways of waiting for a Messiah who at least they thought had not yet come. Or two, to impose Old Testament requirements that no longer applied, thus making Jesus' perfect and all-sufficient atonement for all sins something that was imperfect and insufficient. In other words, making the gospel no gospel at all. Today's text is the fourth of five warnings strategically placed throughout this sermon. Specifically, it's a call to persevere and to help others do likewise. Note the "let us" statements. Let us draw near to God with a faith that knows no hesitation in trusting and following Christ. Let us hold fast to the hope we confess, for he who promised is faithful. Let us consider how we may spur on one another to love and do good works. Let us not give up meeting together. And let us encourage one another, especially as Christ's return draws near. Many of the persons who received this letter were struggling. They had been abused verbally and physically for their Christian faith, and they were tempted to give up. Some had stopped attending worship services. Some were choosing to sin deliberately. They persistently were doing what they knew was wrong, with no sense of guilt, let alone repentance. Some had abandoned their faith in Jesus altogether and were facing God's eternal punishment. But the writer of this sermon reminds his readers that all who reject Christ's sacrifice reject the only sacrifice that delivers forgiveness of sins. The warnings and exhortations in Hebrews are just as relevant and needed for us today, as we live in a culture that more and more rejects Jesus Christ and those who follow him. Church attendance continues to decline. Good is called evil, and evil is called good by many people. Christians are rejected for their faith, and instead of encouraging one another, far too many Christians are among the first to criticize other Christians. It's tempting to give up. But we need to remember that Scripture tells us we will be persecuted for following Christ. But God's promises are just as true today as they were back then, and they will continue to be true until Christ returns. His atoning sacrifice is for all people. Those who reject it will be judged, but those who receive it, regardless of the hardships they endure in this life, will be saved and receive God's free gift of eternal life. Therefore, to help us run with endurance the race set out for us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who endured the cross for us, it's important for us, yes, for all of us sinners, forgiven sinners, to continue to get together regularly for worship, to hear God's word, and to receive the Lord's Supper so that our faith may be strengthened, and to be Christ's witnesses wherever we go so that all nations may be baptized. We need to love one another as Christ loves us and encourage one another, not to earn God's favor, which has already been earned by Christ for us and given to us freely, but so that all of God's redeemed people can endure and persevere in faith until our Lord returns. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith to life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Reverend Greg Farrow from Concordia University, Portland, Oregon, for today's meditation on God's Word.